Hi there, it's me, Alan from Sesame Street, and you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Abby Cadabby and Rudy, Under the Stars.
Anytime you take a walk down Sesame Street, you're sure to meet a friend or two. Hi, it's me, Alan. I'm so happy you're here.
Alan!
And I think we're about to meet two more friends right now.
Alan! Alan! Alan!
That's my name, all right. Hi there, Rudy. Or should I say, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. Ah, and your big sister Abby is here with you too. Hello, Abby. What brings you two out here? It's almost time to get ready for bed.
Yeah, it is. But Rudy couldn't wait until tomorrow to show you something special, Alan. And Mommy said we could bring it out to you.
Yes, I see her smiling at us through the window there. So, you two have something you wanted to share with me? You look pretty excited about it, Rudy.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted you to have it, Alan. Right now.
Goodness. What's so special that it couldn't wait, Rudy?
It's a book, Alan. A super-duper special book.
Yeah. It's a nature journal. Just the coolest kind of book ever.
A nature journal, huh? Oh, that is pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Rudy and I made it during our camping trip. You see, the pages were all empty when we got it.
Oh.
Then we filled it up with words and pictures of all the things we saw in nature during our camping trip.
And all the cool things we did. So, so, so cool.
Oh, that's right. You went camping this week with your fairy and monster families in fairy tale land, right?
Yeah. The three little bears let us camp in their backyard in the woods where there are lots and lots of trees. It was amazing.
We all slept outside, Alan. All night.
Whoa, that is pretty amazing.
Then we walked all day in the woods.
That's right. We walked on trails in the woods all day, looking at nature.
That all sounds really exciting. And I think it's very kind of you to share your nature journal with me.
Yeah, we thought you might want to read it tonight at bedtime, especially the parts about the nighttime and the stars.
Oh, what a nice idea. Let's take a look.
I wrote about some of the things we saw, and my mommy and stepdaddy Freddy helped a little. And Rudy drew some pictures.
Yeah. Oh, there's one with lots and lots of stars.
That must have been a lot of work. You drew so many stars in that picture.
And in the tent, when we turned our flashlights off, it was so dark that I couldn't even see Abby in there.
I'll always be there for you, little brother.
Sounds like you two had fun.
We had the best time. I even saw a butterfly. That's why there's a picture of one in the journal. And it almost landed right on my head.
That was the coolest. Yeah. I wish we could be camping in the woods again. Like right now.
Then I have an idea. I can see that you're both a little disappointed that you can't go back to the woods and camp tonight.
Yeah.
I can think of a way all of us can go camping tonight.
What? Really?
We can use our imaginations.
You mean go camping and take a hike? A walk in the woods? Maybe hear some owls?
We can do all of that in our imaginations. Imaginations can take us there or anywhere.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, okay then. Let's go.
Okay. First, let's take a few slow belly breaths so that we can be ready to imagine together.
Oh, yeah. I want to be all ready for imagining.
Me too.
Great. Let's slowly breathe in through our noses and breathe slowly out through our mouths. Let's do that again. Breathe slowly in through our noses and breathe slowly out through our mouths. And now, let's imagine a butterfly floating and flying in the air. A beautiful orange and black butterfly.
Like the butterfly I saw when we were camping? Oh, yes. I can imagine that.
Yeah, me too.
It's so pretty. It's flapping its wings so slowly.
Imagine that butterfly flies through the air and lands gently, oh so gently, on one of your feet.
Oh, I think I can feel it, Alan. It landed right on my foot.
Now the butterfly flies up, and then it gently lands on one knee. Next, the butterfly flies up and gently lands on one hand. The butterfly flies up one last time, flying over you. The orange and black butterfly lands gently, so very gently, on the top of your head.
Yeah.
Imagine the soft breeze from its wings. The air moves the hair on the top of your head.
Mm-hmm. I can feel the breeze on my head.
I can feel it on my head, too.
At last, the butterfly flaps its wings and slowly, slowly flies away. Soon it will be time for the fireflies to come out instead.
Bye-bye, butterflies. Hello, fireflies.
Those are two of the friendliest bugs, I think. I'm ready to see them and some stars on our imaginary camping trip.
Good. Then let's start imagining.
Imagine you are with Abby and Rudy on a camping trip. A dirt path leads up and away into some trees. The sun is setting in the sky. There are butterflies floating all around with orange and black wings. Slowly, slowly, they fly away to their homes under the leaves. After the sun sets, the sky changes to darker blue, and we see the moon and the stars shining. And now, fireflies begin to glow in the cool night air. You walk up the dirt path with Abby and Rudy, past a river glittering in the moonlight. There are colorful rocks in the river. Next to the path, there are campsites where families have set up tents for sleeping. Some of the tents are big and round, Some of them are small and shaped like a square. The stars are shining brightly. Tree branches and leaves sway in the breeze. The breeze makes a swishing sound as it blows through the leaves. Down this path, there's a waterfall with water splashing down into a lake below. Abby and Rudy walk up to their family tent. They say goodnight to their mommy and daddy. And look up at the stars in the night sky one more time before going into their tent. They curl up into their sleeping bags. Abby holds her favorite stuffed frog, Prince, and rests her head gently on her fluffy pillow. Rudy has his favorite blanket to sleep. In a tall tree near Abby and Rudy's campsite, an owl sits on a mossy green branch. It has big eyes that see really well through the dark of the night sky. It calls out, "Who? Who? Who? Who?" The moon glows through the tree branches. The owl shakes its golden yellow feathers. For a moment, the owl doesn't move. Then it spreads its wings wide and flies from the branch, soaring further into the forest. The owl flies over the river, over big round rocky boulders and wood logs with fuzzy green moss. Fireflies twinkle along the river's edge. The owl flies by the waterfall as water splashes into the lake below. The sound of the water is calm and soothing. In a group of big tall trees near the waterfall, there's a nice grassy field. A family of deer curls up in the cool grass here near the big tall trees. They rest their noses on their hooves. They are light brown with a couple of white spots. As the deer starts to fall asleep, one deer lifts its head. It looks all around in the starry light. Then it rises on wobbly legs and walks through the trees to the lake at the bottom of the waterfall. Down the path, as you walk past the waterfall, is a road leading to a log cabin where the park rangers keep watch. One holds a flashlight. Tonight, the park rangers sit on the porch of the log cabin, looking out over the path. They make sure that everything and everyone is safe in the park. Back at Abby and Rudy's campsite, their mommy and daddy sit by the warm, crackling campfire. They are talking softly about their favorite parts of the day. Abby listens sleepily as they talk about their favorite moments of the day. Swimming in the calm blue lake and hiking through the leafy woods. A gentle breeze blows through the campground, making the leaves in the trees go whoosh, whoosh. Rudy is asleep now. Abby hugs her lovey, all cozy and warm, in her sleeping bag, happy to be in the beautiful tree forest under the starry sky for one more night.